Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. That, by the way, is a song that my almost 18-year-old son wrote, performed, and made in honor of my show and my book. And I can't believe I'm going to have an illegal 18-year-old in a few months. He towers above me already, so that's not really a big issue. I look up at him and point my finger, and I say, "You're grounded," and he looks down at me and smiles. Your control, once your children get to be a certain age, is really gone. So the whole idea of how you model and what you taught them when they were younger is really going to come back and either bite you in the you-know-what, or you're going to be proud based on what they've learned when they actually paid attention and listened to what you had to say. That was our topic today, being a hypocrite. And a lot of what was said by our guests today had to do with something I talk about and write about a lot, which is model the behavior you want your kids to do. And the thing that I think Jim Sheinberg pointed out really brilliantly in the last segment was the one little false step you take might be the thing they remember most. Now, you can't beat yourself up because you're not perfect either. And yes, we as parents will occasionally stumble. But the more we're conscious of it, the less likely it is that we will stumble. And in the article, Dad's a Hypocrite, I cited some classic examples of what parents do and the so-called double standard. We've mentioned a few of them, but I just would like to repeat. Smoking while you're decrying the dangers of tobacco, drinking to excess anytime in front of the kids while exclaiming the dangers of drinking, or drinking and driving, or texting and driving. Sneaking that bit of marijuana thinking the kids won't see while, you know, singing out about its dangers, or any drug. Don't you think they notice when their parents are high, especially once you're a teenager? Don't think they don't know it. My favorite parental hypocrisy, which I've talked about in the beginning of the show, is when parents insist their kids wear helmets for any sort of activity like bike riding or skiing, and then don't wear it themselves. It's just basically telling your kids that you're not truthful, that you're telling them one thing and doing another, and I think that's the lesson they get. Another thing, of course, which we talked about, and it's very hard, is swearing. The language you use is the language your kids will use, including cute things. You might call your wife honey pie or something like that, and that might be something that your boys call their girlfriends or their wives when and if they get married. Speaking of spouses, how you treat your spouse is something they see absolutely continually. So if you yell or mistreat or disrespect your spouse in either direction, husband or wife, the kids are learning. They're not learning stuff you want them to learn if you're not treating your wife or husband well. So I think you get the drift. Don't be that parent that says one thing and does another. Model the behavior you demand of them. It's my simple point. Upon entering parenthood, this is a big presumption, but there's a presumption that your teenage behavior is over. Upon entering parenthood, the presumption is that adulthood has begun. Your adulthood. So I know it's a big presumption, and it wasn't meant to be funny. I still want to be a kid, and my wife regularly reminds me of the fact that I haven't grown up. Okay, but I try, and I really try to model the behavior I can. And as I discussed with Wayne, when I mess up, I own it. I immediately own it, which means take responsibility for it, and I tell my kids I'm sorry, or, explain what has happened. I see my behavior in them all the time. I see stubbornness. I see temper. I see a lot of things I wish they didn't do that they picked up from me. But happily, I also see kindness, concern for others, charity, a sense of humor, love for my wife, their stepmom, great taste in music, food, movies, and wine. Wine only in the sense that they get exposed to it. So they see it all. No parent is perfect, even this dad, writer, radio host, but we can try. And that's why I always say, be the best you can be. I want to thank my support team. First, the ever so helpful engineer and producer of mine, Richard Dugan. Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. Next week, exclusive show, Money, 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 with Jim Sheinberg. I hope you had a good time with the show. I came in a bad mood, and I am leaving very uplifted by speaking with all of you, even though I don't see many of you, but I know you're there out there. I want to thank you again for joining me for the Bruce Allen Show, and please remember, Be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.